area. Perhaps a lot of people from the other areas were not able to come because of the weather situation, but I think most people, if it was a chance for people in the south and in the Baqa and other areas in Lebanon to attend, I don't think that we would have a place big enough for people to come and voice their respect and their honoring for this revolution. We are waiting, of course, for several speeches that we will hear today. I think we will have a speech for clerics, which is very significant to see their take on the importance of the Islamic Revolution. Also, we will have a speech for a Palestinian figure to speak about the significance of the Iranian role when it comes to the Palestinian Intifada and Palestinian resistance and how significant that was in light of the Israeli occupation and the Israeli hegemony in the beginning, which was quite strong just before the founding of the resistance movements in Lebanon and in Palestine. Now we also have the landmark speech, which is for Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Now his last speech, Sayyid Nasrallah only hinted at some points. He said that in this festival we will talk, we will speak in detail about what this revolution means to us. And in Lebanon, you have the diversity is in a state that not everybody perhaps understands this, but you have a lot of people, even Christians. When you talk to some of the Christian figures, especially in the Free Patriarch Movement and outside Free Patriarch Movement, a lot of readers and thinkers and academics who understand the essence of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, and they understand how fruitful it was in the region. Now, of course, it didn't begin from now, but now we bear the fruit. And I think this is one of the issues that Sayyid Nasrallah will point out to. We can see with our own eyes the fruit of this revolution, right, which calls on the emancipation of people in general, the emancipation of their minds, perhaps before they liberate their land. And it started out with the founding of the Islamic resistance in Lebanon. It was first called the Islamic resistance, and it became a national resistance in Lebanon. At that time, the Israelis were occupying most of Lebanon. They reached the capital. They were strong to an extent. They had coverage from multinational forces, including U.S. Marines that came into Lebanon and Beirut to give cover to that occupation, even some sort of international legitimacy. And that caused for an outbreak of destruction and massacres against Lebanese and the Palestinian refugees that are present in Lebanon. And at that time, we had a Palestinian resistance that was in Lebanon. It was forced to leave out, but then the Hezbollah resistance took control, and they began their resistance, Maria, which was quite humble at the beginning in the 80s. But now you can see, of course, the fruit of how Maria, Sala, it has gained strength throughout the years.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll